بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Faith based on understanding. Saturday, the 4th of Ramadan, 1394, 21st of September, 1974. The faith of some Muslims is such that in order to keep it safe, they should never open a newspaper, they should never read a book, they should never open their eyes. They should never speak to anyone. They should never leave their home. They should never go outside. Such faith cannot last. The faith that is needed is a faith chosen based on awareness. This is a faith that will endure even in the most difficult and dire of circumstances, barring someone who is compelled whilst his heart is at rest in faith. The Quran, Surah 16, verse 106, which was revealed about the Prophet's companion, Ammar Yasir. The Quran says that if you are being tortured, and in order that the enemy leave you alone, you tell them what they want to hear, your faith is not a faith that can be diverted from its proper direction by persecution. The faith of Khabbab ibn Arat, when they pointed red-hot irons at his throat, is no joke. When they brought those hot irons close to his body and touched them against his skin, his faith was so deep and so strong that even this burning iron couldn't make him surrender it. This faith is based on understanding, based on comprehension, based on thought, based on correct calculations. When we have this faith, it is not necessary to put this faith under a cover or lock it away to keep it safe from the trials and travails of this world, because nothing can harm it in the first place. It is only these unthinking kinds of faith that some people have with which we need to concern ourselves. Unless this happens, or unless that happens, or unless something else happens.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today. And that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
If we want faith to stand firm, if we want faith not to vanish, and if we want faith to be based on understanding, then we must give knowledge to those people whom we want to be believers. We should not feel threatened by them learning. We should not deprive them of the enjoyment of gaining knowledge. Instead, we must make sure that the right knowledge is available for their hearts and minds, so that on the basis of this knowledge, they can nurture a true and strong belief, so that they will have a concrete foundation for their faith, so that their faith won't vanish when someone takes a shot at it. Islam says that faith must come from understanding. It is precisely this kind of faith that these verses at the end of Surah Ali Imran are describing. Indeed, in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of night and day, there are signs. The Quran, Surah 3, verse 190.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.